The communication generated by database marketing may be described as junk mail or a spam if it is unwanted by the addressee. A lot of us are used to this. A lot of such junk mail or spam mail coming to you, and it automatically goes, the system picks up that spam mail and put into spam box. So you have to be careful. Of course, if you are doing a mass email marketing, invariably your mail would fall into spam unless you have registered that address as expecting an email from them. Direct and database marketing organization, on the other hand, argue that a targeted letter or a mail to a customer who wants to be contacted about offering that may interest the customer, benefit both the customer and the market. So if you personally address such customers who want to buy by sending a letter, it is more commercial approach than contacting from a database. Database marketing applications can be divided logically between those marketing programs that reach existing customer and those that are aimed at prospective customer. So you reach on a database marketing of your own customer which have been with you for a number of years and possibly looking at another set of customers who can be your prospective customers in future. So customer data, this is the data which a database marketer seeks to have about customers or the prospects. This idea is used for marketing to existing customers. More sophisticated marketers use often to build elaborate customer information database. So what they do is, after getting a database, they filter the database and make it which is workable for them, which could not have worked if they have not filtered it down according to their needs and according to their product. Coming now to the business data, we were talking of the customer database. Business data is very prime. In such database, marketer often include data on the business activity of respective client. Suppose if you are doing something of a prime business activity, then your client can be used to segment of that particular market. For example, special softwares for which transport company, lawyer or doctors. Somebody has come up with a software to get the detail on the details of lawyers, doctors, so then that can be used, or special software, or customers in B2B environment often tend to be loyal since they after sales service for their product and appreciate information on product upgrade services offering. So this is another area of customers to customer business environment. Retention marketing, we come to that. This strategy emphasizes that a company should continuously improve its quality and deliver defect-free good. The company who is marketing the product has always to be very sure that the product is meeting the needs of the customer. Because the market is full of suppliers, customer has more of a choice, so the product, what the customer needs, is a defect-free goods and services. This strategy, however, does not imply that the customer should be kept at all the costs. You cannot just have some time, you have to keep an account for prestige so that you can put it into your titles that you have the honor of servicing this XYZ company. I don't know if you would have remembered this. There are a lot of companies who were earlier writing by appointment to President of India. That doctor used to take a great pride in writing that he was or she was the consultant of XYZ President. So if a customer is unprofitable, then defection should be encouraged. If you think the customer is too much of a pain for you and not unprofitable, rather he drags on the phone or wants to just talk because the telecaller is a sweet little girl voice, so unprofitable, waste of time. Take the control of it, and they should, if they are looking for defection, it can be encouraged. This strategy states that the good customer should not leave because of the disinterest from the supplier, late deliveries, and sloppy or wrong pricing. So again comes here the damage control. If you have a customer who is not satisfied or has got less interest, then you should not go that I should keep this still. That strategy should not be implemented. Now we are coming into learning the relationship. Is a relationship with a customer gets smarter with every interaction. As you go in any relationship, whether personal relationship or customer relationship, it must improve. It should not go bad to worse. It can reach some state where when you notice that it may turn out to be a sour relationship, take account of it, make a damage control, and bring it back to normalcy. If you don't have authority to do that, involve your seniors to bring and come into the picture and see that is being addressed and customers retained. I can understand many of us don't have the authority for certain things which a customer may be asking. But your supervisor, your senior may have that. Talk to that to retain the customer. Every interaction is a new learning experience for a service provider. You could have never thought from that angle a customer would ask you a question, and then it's a learning for you. Some customer would come and say, well, I flew on your airline, but that airline did not show me Malayalam movies. Or, for example, I was not served a specific type of food. Like I was a vegetarian, Jain vegetarian, I did not get a Jain food. So again, that has to be learned, and the passenger has to be told that you can request your meal in advance. Okay, learning relationship make a customer inherently more loyal. So when you learn from this, when the airline learned it, the travel agents learned that your passenger is a Jain, he needs a Jain veg meal, then you request next time for him, he comes back and says, I had a wonderful lunch on the flight. So, learning experience. Encouraging relationship, feedback reflects the current value of the product and service received by the end user. So, when you are marketing a product, you would have launched it 6 months back, the market trend would have changed, there would have been some new expectation, the customer would accept the product, but with some suggestion and some feedback, so that will give you to understand what the product you started marketing 3 months back is no more should go in that format. We should have something different. A motor vehicle which has been marketed in Gulf countries, for example, need to have a very strong air conditioning because they don't drive a car without an air conditioning. This was possibly one of the causes of failure of a Russian car in their market, because before bringing the product in Russia, from Russia to Gulf, they thought, who uses so much of air conditioning? Russia is always a cold country. They would need, but they never thought in their marketing strategies that weather in Gulf could go as hot as 50 degrees centigrade. So that was one of the reasons of not getting a proper market research and a proper feedback. So feedback describes the level of satisfaction or dissatisfaction with the product and services offered by an organizer. In B2B, means business to business, it also depends upon the person responsible for the feedback. So somebody who is biased and not liking you, sometimes you may not get the very good feedback. But again, your feedback from a current corporate client can always be taken from two sources, especially in a B2B scenario. And good business partner always facilitate and work for creating an environment for encouraging feedback. You just can't demand from your customer, my product is the best. No, that will not be accepted in the modern business practices. None can claim that her or his product is the best or their product is the best. So you have to encourage feedback, take it positively, improve your product, come up with some solutions and implement it. What are the aspirations for customer? Customer's aspiration is a knowledge of understanding customer satisfaction. Customer aspiration is a knowledge of understanding customer satisfaction. So what is the level of customer satisfaction that has to be understood? And there are different type of customer aspiration, smaller. Some people are happy with small things. Some people want happy with a cheaper product. They don't look into quality. I want price, better price. Some are happy. Oh, I was not looking for this. I got this. It is wonderful. I'm happy. Somebody cannot afford Apple, but he's happy with a low value or a smaller version of Apple from China. He's happy about it. Some people are happy with the faster service. You would be delivered this product in 22 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes. If we don't, we give the money back. So some people get happy with that. Some people are happy with the easiness of the product. Oh, just next door. I live in this building. They are in the next building. I'm happy with that. So that's another thing. Some are happy with the latest. I know a lot of people who keep selling their mobile phone just after 2 months of its use because new version has come up. So some people want the latest, the newest, the best which has come, so that they have this funda of showing it to their friend, I have the best, I have the newest, I have the latest. It depends from customer to customer. So that could be aspiration. There is no measurement. Somebody can say, I am 3.5 kilo happy. No, nobody would say that. But then people would link it to one of these. So now we come to customer relationship management. Most of you may not be knowing this term, CRM. CRM is basically a product obtained from integration of relationship marketing and technology. It is also known as practical implementation of relationship marketing. So customer relationship marketing, CRM, goes very strongly in relationship marketing. A comprehensive, we will define customer relationship management. A comprehensive strategy and process of acquiring, retaining, and partnering with selective customers to create superior value for the company and the customer. So this is customer relationship management. And the purpose of this is, the main purpose of the customer relationship management is to improve marketing productivity. Everybody wants to learn from customer. Everybody wants to improve it, and that is to improve their productivity to reach the finest layer of the satisfaction. The purpose of CRM is to increase the marketing productivity. Market productivity is achieved by increasing marketing efficiency and by enhancing marketing effectiveness. There are three key elements to a successful CRM: people, process, and technology. So eCRM, electronic CRM, is a system which provides companies with a means to conduct interactive, personalized and relevant communication with customers across both electronic and traditional channels. ECRM utilizes a complete view of customer to make a decision about messaging offers and channels delivery. It synchronizes communication across otherwise disconnects customer facing system. So we are just understanding different explanation for ECRM. You may be getting used to it now. There are a lot of ECRM happening. You will hear about that. So now we come back and wrap up on the ECRM. So it utilizes a complete view of the customer to make decision about messaging offers and channel delivery. You start understanding your customer through this ECRM. It synchronizes communication. It synchronizes means it connects communication across otherwise disconnect customers facing system. So as in electronic, you don't have to have face to face, but be synchronizing. Continuing further on ECRM, it adheres to permission-based practices, respecting individual preference regarding how and whether they wish to communicate with the partners, and it focuses on understanding how the economies of customer relationship affect the business. So that was another explanation. Now, targeting and adopting relationship marketing strategies. The effectiveness of the relationship marketing can be enhanced by actively targeting investment towards customers with high relationship orientation. So when you adopt this strategy of targeting, you would have learned in relationship market who are your customer who have built up a good relationship, and then you invest funds into that activity. Then leverage your use of relationship market investment. So by designing to increase customers' perception of seller-free with benevolence, risk and cost providing the relationship market benefits. So you build a leverage of investment, because investment when it is done, there should be some benefit. You can use that fund, but effectively. Leverage of relationship marketing investment by providing the benefit when the customer need is the highest and the benefit provides the most value. So customer need is always given in as a priority in strategies of adapting a particular relationship marketing. So factors influencing the relationship market: customer factor, enhancing performance through best practice, building and maintaining strong customer relationship. Let's take them one by one. So do not let conflict go unresolved. Leaving an unhappy customer, as I said in the beginning itself, he would talk to 9 people. Of course, very few would complain in writing, because we live in a very fast life, but still there is an element of 5-7% who will complain about it. Do not, as a good marketing practice, never leave a conflict unresolved. Assign key customers a dedicated contact person. You just can't say, come on our direct toll-free number. No. When there is a customer, you have to establish on a conflict that you call up this number, ask for this person whose extension number is so-and-so. So even if customer interface through multiple channels, you will get to know about it. Focus on the largest portion of relationship marketing investment on selecting, training and motivating boundaries spanning employees who represent the most effective means to build and maintain the relationship. for any organization, the asset of that organization is the employees as well. Non-producing company, they don't have assets in the form of machineries, building, real estate, lands and so on. Productions, they don't have. What they have in their asset is their employee. So always train, select and invest in your employees in RM. Best practices of strong customer relationship is relationship marketing investment dedicated to specific programs should be primarily allocated to social and structural program. So you, what do you do in customer relationship? Marketing investment dedicated to specific program should be primarily allocated to social and structural program. Going to a social get-together at some mall, social get-together at universities and colleges is the best platform for your strong building communication relationship with customer. Minimize the proactive use of financial relationship marketing program, price rebates point program. So do not just settle down, I'll give you a discount, come to us. No, that is not the best way of, it's not a very proactive financial relationship. People think if I give you a price discount, you will get more customer. No, then there is no limit. Today you give 5% off, somebody would come and roll up his sleeves and say, give me 10% off, give me 20, I'm giving you a big order. So there is no end to it. So always minimize the use of proactive and be firm on that marketing strategy. For relationship building, rather than considering this program as price or volume discount or competitive responses, give something on the service or give something on a volume so that you have a committed volume from your customer. Another good practices of strong customer relationship, measure multiple aspects of relational assets, relationship, quality, breadth, composition, growth on an ongoing basis. So continue measuring them from time to time, that what is the relationship quality, what is the breadth and composition of it, and what are the ongoing growth on this. Conduct RM audits to verify sellers. Whatever you have invested, whatever you have implemented, take an account of it. Keep an accountability towards that. Audit it. Take an audit. Take a survey out of your own employee. So firm strategy, leadership, culture and control and business process are aligned with RM objective. You need to have a very firm strategy. We don't give discounts. We give quality services. You would have seen this slogan many places. So discount never is a good way of marketing. Outline a format of marketing strategy first and then delineate the position of relationship in the framework. So you must work on a marketing strategy first. How would you like to approach? How would you like to go to your customer? And then bring up that position first and then land into competitive marketing. We cannot say these days we don't live in a competitive world. All, every single one of us live in a competitive market. That's what the need is. Time of the analysis, based on the marketing objectives, there are two. One is strategic market alliances and the second one is internal analysis. Let us see them. For firms to have formulation of marketing strategy, they should have marketing objective as follows. Maximization of profit. Who doesn't want profit? Every company that works is for making profit. All business houses are formed to make profit. We do have an element of charity in a business house as well. But when a business house is established, the idea is to make profit. Otherwise, it's a charitable organization. That's not a business. Maximization of market share. You should stand among the best market share taker from that particular market and claim that. Be very happy and proud about taking a bigger market share. That is what the marketing is meant for. Don't be happy with what is going on. So maximize the market share. Maximize the sale. Ultimately, if your marketing is strong, then the marketing sales would obviously be better and maximize. Enhance brand image. In the beginning of previous lessons, I said to you, just getting stuck with one brand and that keeps going on for donkey's year is no good. You have to enhance your brand image. Improve customer satisfaction. This is one area where a lot of people fail in the marketing strategy. They don't improve on customer satisfaction. Whether this goes for customers on flight, on hotel, customer, online customers, customer of a supermarket, customer of a big corporate, satisfaction element deteriorates from time to time. Provide customer value. Feel the customer the value of it, him or her. So, what are the marketing objectives? The domain of decision making for marketing strategy includes market selection. You have to pick up the right market. As I said in the market, a product which is meant for senior citizen cannot be marketed to youth. Likewise, a movie which has recently been released cannot be marketed for the older generation, seniors. Likewise, a product which is meant for women cannot be marketed to men. So market selection is very important. Selling of a product which is for a particular market selection should be addressed to that market. Position and differentiation. Differentiation, you have to different between the product. Enter, if you are entering a new market, you are entering into Brazil as a new market. Study that market. That's the marketing objective. You are entering into Brazil. That's totally a new market for your product. Likewise, for example, now lot of countries worldwide are looking for shooting in their countries. They are entering into India to attract tourists by first entering through Bollywood movie. So they are making an entry into new market through the tourism board. So the people see that country in their movies and then decide to go to that market. Likewise, for any product, you are entering a new market. That is the idea of marketing. And then product, price, place and promotion, all three, four P's are very important, is a marketing objective. And then functional offering of the product. So you have to offer it functionally into the product marketing. In service industry, there is always some form of direct social contact between the customer and the service firm. This contact or a service encounter is so important in the perspective of service delivery. Therefore, it is frequently called as moment of truth. This is the term, is the key term, moment of truth. The moment of truth, again I repeat for you and read for you. In service industry, there is always some form of direct contact between the customer and the service firm. I'll give the example to you, maybe a good example. You have been watching a movie of Shah Rukh Khan since you are born. You have never met Shah Rukh Khan, and then comes a moment of truth. Suddenly you see Shah Rukh Khan live in front of you. That's a moment of truth. Therefore, it is frequently called, according to CRM marketing, the role of a salesperson is more of a value creator than a persuader or a problem solver. A marketing person should not be just a person who is persuading, pushing, marketing, pushing. No, he is also not, is of a value creator for that product. And he is not just, oh, what went wrong, I can solve it. So he is not just a problem solver, not a pushing marketer, but a person who is creating a value for that product. And relationship technology, we are talking of, that helps to address customer. The key analytical CRM application include sales analysis. Regularly, you have to analyze your sale, where you were successful, what was successful, this was new, how did this product go, so on and so forth. That analysis is very important of sales. Why did this product not go in the market? What was the reason? What was the customer feedback? That's the relationship technology. This is CRM application. Campaign analysis. What was the outcome of that? What is the loyalty? How did the loyalty help you? How did analysis is done on that? Then the profitability. Where did you make more profit? Which was the month of your more profit? And why, if not a particular month, what could be the reason? A regular analysis of that using CRM application. And then finally, the customer contact analysis. How good you have been contacting the customer and taking their feedback. So this was relationship technology in CRM. We come to database marketing, that uses the database to hold and analyze customer information, thereby helping creative strategies for marketing. Database marketing usually uses personalized communication, personal one-on-one, your telecaller, calling a person, addressing him or her directly. And data mining refers to uncovering relationship about customer. So literally mining, digging up something, uncovering, learning about it, about customer, from customer, and advanced software and hardware have made it possible to extract consumer insight that might not have been possible otherwise. So that is database marketing. Here we conclude this chapter. As I always say, thank you for listening to me. See you in the next chapter.